Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of SCMS Speak It. I'm Ishu Burdak with my co-host Aryan Chahan. Today with us we have Ansh Agarwal, who is the founding member and director of Creative Strategy and Brand Alliance at Creators Nest.
Aur bhai Ansh, kaisa hai?
I'm good bro, tu kaisa hai?
I'm amazing as well and very ecstatic to have you on the show. Okay Ansh.
Thank you.
Tell us something about Creators Nest for our audience.
Sure. So we at Creators Nest, we are aiming at changing how content marketing is perceived at the moment with integrations of influencers, meme pages, and any other distribution channel that we could think of. This is done so that we can make marketing more interesting and more engaging for our audience or for a brand's audience.
Okay.
Okay. So what inspired you to start a business like this and how did you go about it?
What really inspired me to start something like this was when I was young, right? I used to watch a lot of TV ads with cricket matches, etc. And I was always hooked to some of these TV ads and had this thought process behind kya soch ke ek ad banaya hoga, ya, you know, what is it that they're trying to target here or kya message dena cha rahe, etc. Which is what led me into marketing, advertising, etc. But, you know, as we've grown, the marketing is evolved. People used to read newspaper pe ads aate the pehle, phir magazines and TV ads. Now social media is such a big unit. So because of my continued interest in marketing, I think we started to grow a lot into the algorithms and the social media platforms. Hence we came up with the idea for Creators Nest.
That's great. Was it difficult to start your own business at such a young age?
I would say initially it was, because when you're trying to start a business with absolutely no clue about the kind of industry you're trying to get into, there are obviously a number of challenges that you come across, because you've not learned anything or you don't know how to run a team, etc.
Yes.
And that is the problem that I had with my initial startup. So what I did later was I started interning and then working at a few places to essentially understand each and every bit of marketing and, you know, how digital marketing can be changed in the coming future. And after that, we came up with a solid plan. And in the journey of, you know, me working with people, I obviously made relevant connections. And one of my friends, ended up investing in my company later.
What was the name of your initial startup?
Experiality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you explain for our audience what does a content marketing agency do?
Sure. So content marketing is nothing new. All right. Content marketing has been existing since a really long time. Like, you remember the old cola ads,
yeah.
Pepsi versus Coca-Cola.
Yes. Yeah.
Itna chalte the. Wo bhi ek tarah ka content hi to tha, considering that it is just to entertain y'all. So content marketing has always existed, even in newspapers. It's the most interesting ads that attracts eyeballs. The rest are just ignored. So people have always laid down a lot of preference to content, but they've never really thought of it as like an integral part of how you could advertise. And recently, in the last 4 or 5 years, is where the industry has evolved. And, you know, that's the reason content creators have come into the picture and are helping brands create better content for themselves and to advertise them to a wider scale of audience for slightly cheaper. Like, you know, TV ad nahi kharidna pad raha, aap IG pe ad kharid sakte ho. So that is what inspired us to get into this industry. And I think we're here to push it further.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. So why did you choose influencer marketing and meme marketing, and how does it differ from traditional marketing?
The difference here is about building its their own distributions,
yeah.
Right? And I don't think it's different from traditional marketing. It is just that just the preference of how you want your distribution to be laid out has changed. Jab logon ko newspaper padhne ki aadat thi, to the Hindu, Times of India, sabse bade influencers the India ke. But ab log newspaper padh nahi rahe. They started shifting their interests on their own mobile phones, and then YouTube pe we had YouTubers who, you know, created all sorts of content, all sorts of news channels, all sorts of ads, etc. But now it has evolved even further. Meme pages have become such a huge distribution network. We've all heard of the biggest meme pages in
India. Yes, we have.
Right? Like, let's talk about Puberty or other really good meme pages. Indian meme pages like the Indian Engineer Bro.
That Indian Idiot.
Yeah, That Indian Idiot, Adult Society.
Yes.
Etc. So, these are distributions just say Gen Z relate karta hai, and younger millennial has also started, you know, relating to such distributions. And influencers have established their own set of distribution in this manner. So it just made sense for us to push out our content using these distribution channels rather than the older ones that people don't prefer anymore.
Okay.
Okay. So can you elaborate on the role of social platforms in influencer or meme marketing?
For sure. I think understanding the platform where you're essentially trying to market your brand is very important for you. Right. If your brand does not relate well with lifestyle, or you know, it's not a product that could help you make your life easy, it wouldn't sell on a platform like Instagram, because you need to understand the thought process behind why someone's using an application like Instagram. It's ideally for entertainment and
yes,
to create a community, etc. And the communities are often built on lifestyles, right? So that is where ek relevant distribution channel wahan pe build hua hai for every Gen Z, for every millennial. Mm-hmm. And they could join different communities of basis different checkpoints. There are things like काफी लोग sneakers बेच रहे हैं Instagram पे, काफी लोग you know clothing बेच रहे हैं, and there are people who are influencing people to essentially buy these clothes or buy these sneakers, etc. And other social media platforms like YouTube, like Twitter, they have their own set of algorithms which essentially change the preference of why someone's coming to that specific platform.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Like, ideally, all of us would go to LinkedIn if in case we want to create our own corporate or a professional image on social media. So, wahan par, it's a different set of brands that you'll see engaging with you. There are a lot of fintech brands that engage with you, a lot of real estate brands that exist, engage with you, etc. So, it's just very important to understand which social media platform are you essentially using to market your brand. And that happens to be one of our most important decisions that we take.
Makes sense. So according to the research that we've done, you have worked with various popular brands like Paytm, Snapchat and T-Series. So can you tell us how was your experience with them?
For sure. I mean, it's obviously fun working with huge brands.
Right? Yeah, I can imagine.
Because these guys have a lot of budgets and we get to spend a lot of that money to essentially satisfy our own ego sometimes, right? Like,
okay,
billboard kharidna, Times Square pe to kharidenge. But that is not always something that we look forward to, because it's not challenging, right? When you have a lot of budgets in your pocket, it is just easy for me to market or sell a product like Paytm, etc. But I think sometimes we enjoy working with the smaller clients more, like the startups who just raise like a pre-series funding or a
really?
Seed funding, because unke budgets hote hain 10 lakh rupees, 15 lakh rupees, you know, under the smaller marketing mid-caps. And you have to utilize that money to take something viral, because they still want to market their product competing with the likes of huge giants in the same industry. So, and that is where we like to, you know, engross into our creativity. We at Creatorsness, we've also built a culture like that, wherein we want to explore creativity as much as we could and we can, and break boundaries. So that just helps us, you know, ideate for smaller brands as well. And that is what we enjoy more than bigger ones.
Okay. So tell us, what is the biggest risk that you think your startup can face?
The biggest risk that I think, you know, a startup like ours could face is just the fact that marketing is so volatile, right? There is no specific medium of marketing that stays constant. Even in terms of social media platforms, pehle MySpace tha.
They all keep changing.
And then Facebook tha, ab Instagram hai, ab people have shifted to TikTok, Snapchat. So it just keeps changing. So if you've built a distribution channel specifically for Instagram, it might go obsolete maybe 3 years later. So that is the biggest risk we have, and that's the reason we need to continuously innovate on our side. Like, koi bhi naya social media platform, social trend aa raha hai, so having our toes on it is very important.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. I know selling your first service or a product feels amazing. So how did you feel at the time, and how did you move on from there? And what was your first product?
This is an interesting one, because I made my first buck selling memes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I saw a meme page that my friend owned, and he had around 1.5 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Then. And the thing was, his meme page was gaining insane traction. Okay. The meme page is called Sarcasm. It has the Chandler picture on it. And
yeah,
now I think
I've seen it.
Right. So it's a huge meme page now. I think it's the largest in India. My friend was with me that day, and we were like, bro, we have such a huge engagement rate, right? Our engagement during that time was around 30%, while all of these influencers that you see have an engagement rate of around 2-5% on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So having such a huge engagement rate made us think, why can't we influence people's decisions? Why does it always have to be a human, right? Can it not be a meme? So we went to this very small brand at that time called Captain Zack, which is also huge now. It's one of the largest pet care brands in India, right? For pet grooming needs. So we went to them and we were like, the founder of Captain Zack is Mohit, right? So, and our industry has always been quite chill. So we went to him and went like, Mohit bhai, bahut weird cheez aayi hai dimag mein. Aap batao agar aap karne mein interested ho to, main aapke brand ka meme bana ke hamare page pe dal deta hu. ठीक है आपके ब्रांड का और आपको टैग बैग भी कर देंगे क्योंकि हमारे टैग्स पे लोग बहुत ज़्यादा जाते हैं तो वो तो लाइक कि ठीक है करके देखते हैं बट करेंगे क्या क्योंकि मैं तो पेट प्रोडक्ट बेचता हूँ तो फिर वी टेक अप वी टुक दिस अ वेरी क्यूट डॉग मीम ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड इट इनटू समथिंग लाइक ग्रूम योर डॉग लाइक हुज़ द वेरी फेमस डॉग स्कूबी डू ग्रूम योर डॉग लाइक स्कूबी डज एंड समथिंग ऑफ दैट सॉर्ट एंड इट वेंट वायरल ओके वी हैड 1.5 मिलियन लाइक्स ऑन दैट मीम एंड हम लोगों को ब्रांच लिंक मिली हुई थी विच इज एसेंशियली टू प्रमोट अ प्रोडक्ट यू गेट अ ब्रांच लिंक दैट ट्रैक्स वेदर इट केम फ्रॉम यू बिकॉज इट वॉज सच अ न्यू कॉन्सेप्ट नो वन वॉज रेडी टू पे फॉर इट राइट एंड मीम्स वर यूजुअली एसोसिएटेड विद द फैक्ट दैट people will probably be making fun of you in a meme, right? So it was very difficult for us to introduce a positive brand image inside a meme. We did that, and just out of the associate link, affiliate link alone, we ended up making like around 25,000 visits to his website in the first 1 hour.
Wow.
So that was insane. And that is where we understood, yes, there is something here that we could explore.
Okay, so what are your plans for the future? What are exciting things can we expect from Creators Nest in the future?
That's a great question. We've recently ventured into creating our own products. So we have multiple startups of our own, which include a fitness startup, which include a crypto startup. And they all have different names and they're quite well established on Instagram. It's called the Regular Fit Marketing Metaverse, Cuddles, one of our own pet care brands, etc. So what we started doing is we've started creating brands of our own जिनके लिए हम कॉन्टेंट बना सकते हैं इन हाउस एंड वी स्टार्टेड क्रिएटिंग कॉन्टेंट फॉर आर इन हाउस ब्रांड्स एंड एस्टैब्लिश देम एज इन्फ्लुएंसर्स फर्स्ट एंड देन सेल आर प्रोडक्ट्स यूजिंग दैट इन्फ्लुएंस और डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन वी हैव क्रिएटेड सो दैट इज समथिंग वी आर वेरी एक्साइटेड फॉर बट अलॉन्गसाइड दिस वी हैव ऑल्सो गॉन इंटरनेशनल रिसेंटली आई हैव रिसेंटली जस्ट पार्टनर्ड अप विद अ फ्यू इंटरनेशनल कंपनीज एंड वी आर टैपिंग इनटू अ लॉट ऑफ इंटरनेशनल ब्रांड्स वी हैव साइंड अप मशरक्स मैंडेट मशरक बैंक इज इंडियाज UAE's largest bank.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we have ILT20. A lot of exciting things that we've recently signed, and that could probably make us huge. So.
That's amazing. And the future for Creators Nest sure do looks. It does look very bright.
Thank you so much.
Can you give us an advice on what should a person who is from our age group can do to start his own business? What are the do's and don'ts they have to keep in mind?
That's an interesting question because I learned it the hard way.
Yeah,
I often did things that I wasn't supposed to and then it took me on a backtrack over a few weeks or even months, right? But I think one thing that if you want to start up and you just have a thought ki aapko khud ka kuch karna hai but a concrete idea nahi hai, to sabse pehle to yehi figure out karne ki koshish karo ki aapko kya nahi karna. One of my mentors once said ki it is impossible to find what you want to do. It is only possible to find what you don't want to do.
Wow.
So all you can do is figure out ki kya kya aapko kis industry mein aapka man nahi lagega ya what are the sort of roles that you cannot play. Build your team accordingly. Starting up is never easy and you always require a decent team for it. I know there are legends who have started their own companies and made it successful, but that is because they had the pockets to essentially hire the right talent to make that happen. More often than not, you require a team with different skill sets. Like, you know, you want a good programmer on your backing so that your website looks good and your products are well managed. You need a good marketing guy on your team to essentially make sure your product is actually sold. Someone, if you're making a D2C product, having a manufacturing unit or, you know, pura sales and distribution ka understanding, it's very important for you to have all of that before you start up your own company. So I would always say, get some experience. Learn from the best in the industry to be better than them, right? So that is what I did and that is what people should start doing. And yes, there are a lot of challenges, right? When you're starting off young, your parents probably don't agree with what you're doing, etc. The only way to probably make that right is to prove that something that you're doing is actually working out.
Exactly.
It could be done in the form of revenue, in the form of PR, in the form of, you know, how many people know about it or the sort of meetings you're having, etc. Just judge your growth, map your growth, and it'll happen.
Okay, so thank you so much, Ansh, for joining us today. We are super glad that you came to our podcast and shared your experience. So this is the end of series of SEMS Speak It for this season. We thank all our listeners to spending time and listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something from it.
Thank you so much, Ansh.
You're welcome.